125 pounds, he is the AEW World Champion and Champion, Chris Jericho.
The number one man in all of AEW, which means he's the number one man in my book in the world. Chris Jericho, the AEW champion, the first AEW champion, has reinvented himself again. He's the reverend of reinvention. Fans singing along to Judas.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the FTW Future Focus. I am your host, the mastermind, Bob Rogers. With me here is Clayton Carnes. Clayton, what's going on, man?
Oh, the lights when I turn them on, but that's about it.
I got you. Well, we've had a very entertaining week, I would say. A lot of stuff going on in WrestleMania. AEW announced a final deletion match. It's a lot going on this week. I mean, let's just start off with WrestleMania. I mean, what would you say about WrestleMania? I mean, would you say it was good? What do you say? Fair on a scale of 1 to 5. 5 being the highest, 1 being the lowest.
I give it a 3.5, maybe a 3. But I give some matches 5s, you know.
Right.
Because,
right,
you
right.
know, they done it because of, you know, like, you know, the Bray Wyatt match, the Undertaker match. And I understand why they done it that way, because, you know, with no fans, they had to make it entertaining. I wonder
Speaking
if it's going to be like
matches.
That.
Oh, go ahead.
I wonder if it was going to be like that, though, if we had fans, actually. Or that's why they had them like that, because there was no fans. Makes
good
you
question.
Think. We'll never know.
Very good question. No, we'll never know on that one.
Until one of them gets in the Indies and we ask them that, then they'll be like, yeah, they done it that way. Or
yeah, we'll wait about 10 or 15 years to play on that one. Yeah.
Yeah. I would say AJ Styles is probably the only one to go to the Indies out of that group, though.
Well,
because, I mean, AJ's a big star. AJ's a superstar, but those other three are mega stars to AJ.
Oh.
Undertaker, you know, you're talking about the greatest gimmick of all times. In Bray Wyatt, I think he could probably be the second probably greatest gimmick. I mean, he's that brilliant. And he knows how to change stuff up to keep it from getting old and stuff. I mean, some people didn't like his Firefly stuff at first, but it caught on to the people.
I would say that. I would honestly say AJ Styles probably in the United States, I would say you might be a little bit right. He's known in the United States, but he's not big like the Undertaker would be or something like that. And that's because the marketing machine is WWE has. But
I don't think we'll ever see John Cena at an indie show. He's got too much money to ever have to go. That's like Hulk Hogan. You'll never see him at an indie show. Unless somebody absolutely wanted him. It's like, only reason Ric Flair done it is because somebody paid him so much money. I think it was like $15,000. Why would you do that? You don't get that many people. Even if you have 600 people in an indie show, I mean, 600 people see the sponsor that paid for it? I don't know.
I mean, with Heroes of Legends, they have the sponsors to pay for it. Plus, he did have over 1,200 fans there. And it wasn't like $10 a ticket. It was like $20 a ticket on some of them. So,
how
many
fans?
Half of them was 20 and half of them were 10. He had about 1,200, 1,300 fans there.
And the one in Fort Wayne?
So he, yeah.
They get that many fans?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know they had that many fans.
Oh, yeah, because people from Kentucky and everything go up there when he has Heroes and Legends. And that's what's funny. People don't come down here if it's something big, but they have a lot of wrestling fans in the Fort Wayne area.
Well, they only go there. He does it, what, once or twice a year. And,
that's also true. That's also true, too. Plus, he has a collection of wrestlers. Yeah.
Of main, of big-time wrestlers. He has, like, what, 10 or 15 WWE wrestlers. That's why he draws so much. That's why he gets so much. He might as well be having WWE show. A retired WWE show.
Think about it. He's making profit off of it.
Yeah. I mean, Ryback was their champion for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, he's making profit off of it, though. You know, you can't knock that. That man's making profit off of it. You know, it's.
But that's why he's getting, that's the only reason he's getting those 1,200 people, though. I mean, if he wasn't, he wouldn't get 1,200 people. He'd be like everybody else, the most 200.
Well,
I just don't see him
well,
getting that
Rob,
many.
Rob even got more than 200. Wait. Rob got more than 200 people.
But
Rob
then again, he had big stars in his show too, 5 or 6, a lot of those times. And that last, he didn't have near as many as the show when he didn't have it though, the big names. He still had a big show, but he had maybe half that amount. That first show you didn't go to the first show. The very first show, oh my gosh.
Oh, but I heard about
it.
It was
crazy. I got to sit up front though.
But back to the AJ Styles thing. My point was, I think worldwide, he's definitely up there with the Undertaker and John Cena, but just in the United States, he's not. It's something like House of Techno Music. You know, it's known in the United States, it's popular, but it's not that popular. But if you go worldwide, it's way popular, you know.
Well, that's because you're Japanese.
No, it's not just Japanese. You got German.
I said you're Japanese.
Hey. I'm an international brother. That's right. I love it. But,
oh my gosh,
okay,
it's annoying.
So, let me ask you, oh, no, it's not. Well, I guess we'll talk about the techno stuff later. Because it kind of involves the wrestling, sort of speak. So I do want to go into that one. But what would you say was probably the two worst matches of WrestleMania?
The two worst?
Yeah.
I was disappointed in the Becky match.
Really?
And I'm happy that she won. I was just disappointed in the match. It didn't last long at all.
True.
And they should have stole the show. I mean, it's hard to steal a show, but they should have stole it. Another one I was disappointed in, one that made no sense, was the Bobby Lashley and I forget who you wrestled. Hold on. That tells you how much that's how much I enjoyed that match.
Which one was
man.
It?
Who what? Aleister Black and Bobby Lashley.
Oh. Okay.
It made
yeah.
no sense to have that match. Seeing them now I understand why, because they're breaking up Lana and Bobby. I mean, if you watch Raw.
Well,
did Bobby say you might need a new wife, a different wife?
The two matches I gotta say that I did not like at all. One of them was definitely the Aleister Bobby Lashley match. I thought that was stupid. It had no place in it whatsoever. I had it in my head and I forgot what the heck it was. Hold on. There was another match that is really heard. It really turned me. I did not like that match at all. And some people was like, oh, well, that was bad.
I know
what
you're talking about.
And I'm like, nah, it wasn't me. Yeah, I really did not like it.
The Undertaker match.
No, actually, I gotta give that match credit. It was all right. It was all right. King Corbin and Elias.
You liked that match, I thought.
I liked it, and then once I thought about it, I didn't like it.
Why not? It was a good match. It was a good fight.
I was glad that Corbin won. But see, I'm going back with the forge with it, and guess what? It was another one that I kind of equally didn't like. And I'm like, you know what? I will say this. I probably will say I dislike this more. And you're really going to rag on this one. But it's the Street Profits versus Angel Garza and Austin Theory.
That match made no sense either. But I understand why they had it because, you know, a lot of people didn't want to. A lot of wrestlers. It was all volunteered. WrestleMania was volunteered. If you wanted to be there, you could be there. If not, you didn't have to be. So I understand them having the matches, but that made no sense.
I did not like that match. I just can't get into the Street Profits. Street Profits is just...
I like the Street Profits.
I know you do, but I can't... I don't know. There's just something about them I can't get behind. I don't like them.
But I can't... I don't like the New Day.
I love the New Day.
And you don't like the you like the New Day, but you don't like the Street Profits. I like the Street Profits, and I don't like the New Day.
Because guess what? Okay, let
I like
let
Big E though.
Like
I'm a Big E guy. I am a Big E guy. I wish Big E would just leave and do his own thing. I think he'd be a megastar. I think Big E could be a megastar.
I just do. He should have been a megastar in my opinion.
I mean, he's funny.
I like what they well, this is the reason why I love the New Day. And hold on, I got somebody that's calling in. Give me a second. I don't know who this is. Hold on. FTW Future Focus. This is the Mastermind. Who is this?
The Mastermind. Thank you. This is the FTW Future Focus. Star, it's an honor for you to have me on your show.
My name is
the late and the great, hold on, the icon, Trayvon Smith. How can I help you, Mastermind?
Oh.
There's
wow.
no help now.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yes.
Part of the FTW roster. the icon, Trayvon Smith. He has been tearing it up at FCW a couple of times. He's done very well. He had a match against Miles Morales the last time that went down to the wire, which was awesome. Even though he's a little, I would say, egotistical here,
Before you call me egotistical, I just have the brains of the operation. I am the architect himself, not Seth Rollins. I have the techniques to win.
Hey,
not only win, but do it in my way.
I got a question. Didn't he lose that match and get beat up by Sam Knight?
No. Hear me out. Sam Knight came and did his thing. But what you don't know is I'm the brains behind the operation. So don't worry about what Sam Knight has to do with this. Because
I thought it was you that got beat up by him. Or...
No. Hear me out. Miles took that beating. I was just happened to be in the way. And so, therefore, I had to get out of the way so Sam could take care of business. So, therefore, no, I did not get beat up.
Do you still have all those teeth?
Oh, pearly white, smiling every day.
I thought they got, because it looked like a few of them got knocked out. That's what I was wondering.
Oh, no, never that. But I will tell you this. I want to know who my opponent is. I want to know who I'm going to face so I can knock their team.
Well,
is he even on the card?
Yeah, he is. I got to admit he's done well. So what I did is I went out and I reached out and got somebody that is really going to challenge this guy. He's out of Kentucky. He's a high flyer. His name is Ace Jackson. He's done a lot in the
Jackson.
Kentucky scene. Oh, yeah. He's done a lot in the Kentucky scene. He's a formidable opponent. And from what I understand, he's looking forward to seeing you, Trayvon.
He's looking forward to face me, but has he been training nonstop since this pandemic happened? I guess not. Because I've been busting my tail day in, day out for the next FTW show. So this guy that you bring from Kentucky who feels that he can beat me, that's a lie within itself, because guess what? I'm going to come, I'm going to see, and I'm going to conquer, and I'm going to leave.
Well, you might do some searching on him then.
No need, because I don't need to search and look at who this clown is. Why?
Oh.
Because to me, he's nothing. Me, I'm somebody. If you don't know who I am, just wait until you see me. And once you see me, you're going to be like, wow, I know who this guy is now.
Well, when I saw you, I turned around because I couldn't stand to look at you.
Well, that's okay, because guess what? You paid to see me, didn't you? All right,
nope,
then.
I don't pay.
Next person.
I don't pay to see you.
Okay.
But you're going to pay to see me again. So, therefore, I demand to have a championship around my waist the next time I come to FTW. You're going to have to make a championship for me and me only.
You heard that,
well,
right, Bobby?
Yeah, I heard him. And it's been some discussion about having a second championship for FTW. We've been taking that into consideration. The board hasn't came up with a final decision on that yet, but that's in the works. I mean, I honestly look at his body of work right now at FTW, and I don't see him being refused to be a contender for a championship. So, honestly, I mean, he's doing the right things. He's hanging in there. He's working his matches. He's working his matches well. You know, he just got to He keeps coming.
Win.
He's got to defeat his opponents.
He did a good
he's
job
win.
When he was there in Atlanta. Yeah, that's true.
He might as well just go ahead and lay down in the ring so I can get an easy cover. One, two, three. Don't call this WCW at all. But hear me out.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to walk in. I'm going to step in. I'm going to step out. And you're going to hear, and you're new. That's all you're going to hear. And you're new. And I'm going to leave the same way I walked in. And I'm going to leave.
With no title?
Jack laid out. On the mat.
You say he's gonna leave the way he's gonna leave the same way you walked in. I mean, that would be with no title.
Oh, that is not the way I'm going to leave. Because the way I walked in with no title, I'm gonna walk out with the title. Did you not hear me say? And you're new. I think you might need to pull the cottons out your ears to hear the fact of the matter that I'm going to leave the new champion. That you need to understand. See, this is why you're not in the ring and I am. Because it's people like you that don't take in consideration of the brains of the operation.
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about this new championship. I'm not sure if it's going to be at this show coming up, but if I will say this. If you do well at this show, and you do, especially if you do pull out a victory, then you will be up for that title. We just got to get together and figure out if we're gonna have that, if we're gonna actually have that title or not. So, just got to get that together.
Well, Mr. Mastermind, you in the front office. Better have a nice little powwow about this. And then you get back to me about this. Because I'm not going to sit around and twiddle my thumbs about a championship that should be around my waist as of right now. So, therefore, I got one more thing to say to you, Mr. Mastermind. And then I'm going to get off of here because I don't have time for irrelevant people. Because I have bigger fish to fry. And I have more working out to do for this show. But I'm going to tell you this.
What's
Sam
up?
Knight says hi.
What? Really? Oh, man. Sam Knight says hi. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Trayvon Smith. He'll be at the July 12th show, taking on Trayvon Smith at the Boys and Girls Club on South Troy Street, 1949 South Troy Street. Doors open up at 5 o'clock. Show starts at 6:05 p.m. The entry fee is donations to the Boys and Girls Club. So make sure we pack the house, get everybody there. And we flood them with donations. They do a lot of good for the neighborhood. And honestly, I'm hoping this COVID stuff is done so we can have this. Because first we got Sam Knight calling up out of nowhere talking trash. Now we got Trayvon talking trash. I mean, what the heck is next here? I don't know.
We can bring a real trash talker on.
Yeah, but anyway, that's the FTW part. I didn't know he was calling, but yeah, July 12th. Again, doors open at 5 o'clock. 6:05 is bell time. Make sure you're there. Donate to the Boys and Girls Club. Let's pack the house. And let's not do this. Oh, I'm going to give a dollar. Let's give some money to the Boys and Girls Club. Let these kids have a good time, all right? Back to wow, that just threw me off. But back to the to what we were talking about. Yeah, I couldn't get into the Street Profits match. That was something that just wasn't good at all.
No, I
but
didn't get into it
this.
Either because I don't care for the other.
Yeah, what was your best two matches of WrestleMania?
Man. Elias and that was a great match.
So you say that's one of the best matches out of WrestleMania?
I think it was a great match, yes. I think it's one of the best.
I thought the top two matches. Top two.
I mean, I didn't think the ladder match was all that great, really. I mean, I think it could have been a lot better. I mean, It was okay. I mean, I was very entertained with the Firefly Funhouse match. I mean, yeah, there wasn't a lot of wrestling in it, but I mean, it made a lot of sense.
Right.
Charlotte and Rhea Ripley was really good. I didn't like the outcome, but I don't understand that one. Oh, well.
Yeah.
But I think they're... I guess they're trying to put NXT big time then. SmackDown Raw.
Well, I got to say this. My top two matches of the night, honestly, with Rhea Ripley and Charlotte Flair, I think they brought the house down. Those two girls put on a technical match like no other could. And I would have to say my other pick. I would have to say my other pick would be the Firefly Funhouse match. And a lot of people are ragging on that match. I understand it. It was a very mental match. It was awful.
It was one move.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know. And
I understood it, though.
I don't think people were prepared to see something like that. They were thinking that they were going to get in the ring or shenanigans was going to happen and blah, blah, blah. When he actually took you on a mental journey.
I mean, you got to think. It was called a Firefly Funhouse. You know it was going to be something off the wall.
That was way off the wall.
Mm-hmm.
But I liked it. I liked it. I got to give it the number two match of the night. Number three match of the night. Actually, I'm going to give it to Undertaker and AJ Styles. I mean,
because you said you didn't like it at the time. You said that wasn't.
Yeah, but then I started thinking about it, and then I'm comparing it to everything else that happened that night. No. Okay, let me take that back. I would have to say the Otis match. Otis versus Dolph Ziggler match would be third. I love that match.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, so, yeah, Otis versus Dolph Ziggler would be third. I can't knock that one. But a lot of their main matches that was supposed to be hitting was not hitting at all.
I like the I liked the idea that, okay, the Brock Lesnar and Drew McIntyre match. People said, oh, it wasn't no match. No. And I think that's the point of it. It made it look like Drew McIntyre was ready for him. You know, Drew McIntyre took 3 F5s. And he took some suplexes and stuff like that. But then he got up and done 3 claymores to him and pinned him when he tried to pin Drew McIntyre 3 times. The first time, Drew McIntyre kicked out on one. And who's kicked out on one? That means how many times has somebody kicked out on one? So
not that many.
That put Drew over. Good. I mean, really good. But people downed that match because it didn't last that long. But that's the point. People don't understand. That's the point. It didn't need to last that long to make Drew look like he's the man. To make Drew look like the man, it needed to happen fast.
Okay. This is my question, though. And that's the other question here that's in limbo. If Brock Lesnar's coming back because of the argument that him and Vince McMahon had in the back about a lot of stuff. And it was something said by Vince McMahon that makes you think, do we really want to deal with him?
No, Brock Lesnar stood up for the rest of the guys saying that they shouldn't have done WrestleMania yet.
I think you're
thinking about Goldberg.
No.
With Goldberg, they let Goldberg have creative control. That's what they're saying. Anyway, I don't know.
I don't know where people get this stuff at.
Of the Bray Wyatt match.
No, they did.
And Goldberg didn't want it. Goldberg wanted the title.
Well, that part was true. Goldberg said that he should have, he wanted to work something with Roman Reigns. He's big on Roman Reigns. So he wanted to.
And I don't know why.
Keep the title and then at SummerSlam give it to Roman Reigns.
I don't think Undertaker's big on Roman Reigns.
but you got to think about what Goldberg is saying. Goldberg said the way WWE has booked Braun Strowman, it wouldn't look right for him to lose to him because they booked Braun Strowman to just be terrible. And if you look at the pyramid here,
no, that's not
Goldberg
what I'm talking about. Goldberg had control over Bray Wyatt. Goldberg should never take the title from Bray Wyatt. That's what the whole thing is. Goldberg thought it would be a good idea to take the belt from Bray Wyatt, and it wasn't. He thought it would make him look like the superhero, and it didn't.
No, I don't believe that one. I don't believe that one.
That's what they're saying. That was supposed to be true. That was supposed to be true. And I don't know how much truth of that there is, but that was supposed to be really true.
When you're talking about titles, okay, and you talk about titles, and you talk about Vince McMahon, if it was a regular match with no titles or whatever, I could probably believe that, you know.
But it's Goldberg. I mean, if they really want to, I mean, yeah, I kind of believe it in a way. There's a lot of things I don't believe, like everybody, you know, jumps on Vince McMahon for doing this, doing that. It's like, how do you know? I mean, I don't know if this is true or not, but I kind of believe it because it's Goldberg, and if Goldberg, it was like, but they don't need Goldberg either. I just don't understand that either.
They don't need him.
But where was that match at?
That was in Saudi Arabia, wasn't it?
I think so. So that's why I think I believe it.
That makes it even worse.
And that's why I believe
that
Goldberg kind of got
worse.
Control over it, because Saudi Arabia paid WWE so much, and they paid Goldberg so much to be there, you know.
I honestly think it would be the opposite, because you have such a big show with so much money on the line that unless the king himself was like, I like Goldberg, you put belt on Goldberg or you get no show, you know.
It could have. I mean,
well
that's a bad thing about money. sometimes.
Yeah.
Letting something like that happen.
Big Ben ain't stupid. If that would have happened, this is what he would have did. He'd have had Goldberg win, and then a week or two later, he would have lost it back on SmackDown.
Well, Bishop and a lot of stuff happened. And
so,
it's like, you didn't watch Dark Side. It was talking about the Brawl for All thing. That was real. That was absolutely real, the Brawl for All thing.
Yeah, I know.
And they were talking
about that.
That was Vince Russo's idea. And
yeah, the goofball. Yeah.
And you know, and I didn't know Dr. Death was, he was supposed to be in Stone Cold's big rival.
Yep.
They were making Dr. Death a main star.
Yeah.
They brought him in to make him a big star, and he got taken out in the first match by, the second by Bart Gunn.
Mm-hmm.
Bart Gunn knocked every one of them guys out. Talking about a bad son of a gun.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he proved that he's a bad son of a gun, then they got rid of him.
Mm-hmm. And that goes back to the Goldberg thing.
Yeah,
you
know, Vince Russo was in charge. But Vince Russo was in charge, and Vince Russo was on the show, and he said, and Vince Russo told me he's sorry. He said he just didn't know what to do with them. You make it look like a real fight again. I mean, and let Stone Cold go over, because Stone Cold's a bad son of a gun.
Right.
I mean, you make it look like a real fight.
Mm-hmm.
Build it up like a real fight. That's all they had it done. They didn't have to do a real fight again, like all their other fights. But it could look like a real fight again. That's all they had to do. Then they could, then Bart Gunn would have lost to him. Because it's Stone Cold. Even though Bart Gunn's a...
Hold on a second. We got to call the caller in.
If it's a 418, just...
FTW Future Focus, this is the mastermind. Who is this?
Hey, what's going on? It's Tony.
Hey, Tony, what's going on, brother?
Not too much, man. How you feeling?
Oh, my knee is still sore, but I'm doing all right, man. This quarantine stuff is getting to me, though.
Man, like, when you mentioned me, I feel like I'm losing track of time, days, everything with the quarantine stuff.
Man, it seems like it's consuming everybody. Days are running together.
Shoot,
yeah.
I lost my days 2 months ago.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been on quarantine since 1st of January.
Yeah,
everybody
that's true.
Is losing their minds when they've just been doing it for 2 weeks. I lost my mind two months ago.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you something. We've been talking about WrestleMania. We've been talking about the best matches, the worst matches, and then we got somehow on the Brawl for All. But let me ask you, what was your two worst matches the two matches you disliked the most out of WrestleMania this past show?
Oh, man. Well, night one was bad. I really didn't like the Funhouse match. I know a lot of people love that match. I really did not like it at all.
Oh,
why
wow.
didn't you like it, though? I just want to know.
It had funny moments, though, but I don't know. Maybe because it's like I was more looking forward to a match more so than, like, the gimmickly entertaining, like, stuff that had nothing to do with wrestling.
Oh, that had everything to do with wrestling, though.
But it wasn't a match, though. It was just, like, just these stupid...
That was the whole point.
Together.
I think that was the whole point.
I mean,
because there was
like,
no fans.
Let them finish.
No, but for me, I mean, it was just, I was watching it, and to me, it just looked stupid. It just looked like something stupid they came up with. I mean, like I said, I know a lot of people liked it, it just was not my cup of tea at all.
See, and I'm getting that from a couple of other people I've talked to. they were like, it wasn't the wrestler match, it wasn't this ring and blah, 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 blah. But then, and I can't say all of those. I would have to say some of those have turned around and say they love the AJ Styles match. So I was like, well, that wasn't in the ring either.
I really didn't love the AJ Styles match too, but everybody was praising how great that was. I'll be honest with you. Like, I watched that Saturday. I didn't like it. I'm like, I can't believe it throws up WrestleMania with this. But people kept talking about so much how much they loved it. So I'm like, okay, they watch it again, but it still did nothing for me.
Man, that was perfect.
I liked it. I did like that AJ Styles match. I liked AJ Styles Undertaker match. I liked the Funhouse Funhouse match more though. I liked it because it was mental. It was very surreal. They had things on there that that people have always said, but was never actually played out. And then having McMahon come on his head and talk about this is good shit. I mean, I was dying off that one. I was dying off that.
That's a few times in group play. There was moments that it made me laugh, but it was just like, but as a match, I mean, I think it would have been fine with that on Raw SmackDown. It wasn't like a WrestleMania thing for me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm telling you why I think they've done it that way, because of the no fans thing.
Well, no,
I mean, I
get what they're trying to do with that, because like you got to do something a little bit different, like just to like kind of distract you from the fact that there is no fans there. It just wasn't my cup of tea, though.
I thought it was pure wrestling, though. I mean, yeah, it could have had more moves in it at the end, but it was pure wrestling. I mean, it was pure. That's what wrestling's about, is gimmicks. That's what made wrestling big, is gimmicks. And when
well,
you get back
on.
To that,
yeah,
that's why I
agree
about the
that,
Undertaker
but...
match, too. I like, oh, man. And there was another reason behind the Undertaker match, too, I think. And plus, Undertaker didn't have to do as much, you know.
I think that match fit Taker for where he's at in his career. Like, I wasn't a huge
yeah.
fan of it. I didn't hate it. I thought the way they did it, I mean, it came out better than it would if you actually had him in the ring. Like, Undertaker is not at the point where, even with AJ Styles, could put on a match that could live up to, like, the hype. So for what it was fine. The dialogue they had in that and everything as they're fighting, no, it was actually entertaining. I wasn't in love with it, though, but I didn't hate it, though. But the match I hated the most,
well,
to be honest with you, though, was Braun Strowman and Goldberg, though.
Well, I want to tell you why. I mean, no, it wasn't a match, okay? But I understand why they did it that way.
I'm not getting it.
I did not
mean.
Like the match either, but I understand why they want to do it that way. Because it made Drew McIntyre the toughest guy now, because it happened that quick.
No, I'm not talking about dudes, man. I'm talking about Goldberg and Braun.
I thought you said that. I misunderstood. Goldberg and Braun?
No, Goldberg and Braun. I that was the match I really could do without. Like, that match was a waste of time.
I'm glad. I'm happy that Braun's champion. I really am.
No,
Braun's been champion a long
too.
Time
I mean,
ago.
Like, Braun should. And I get why, like, okay, you're going to have a two-minute match because Goldberg can't wrestle, though, but it's like, but you knew that before you put the belt on him.
And
yeah, we were
ever,
talking about that part.
Did you ever,
we
did
about
you
that
ever
part
read where Goldberg...
Said, that's what he said. He read somewhere where Goldberg actually was in charge of the match versus Bray Wyatt, and he had it to where he took the belt. I just don't see McMahon doing that. I don't see McMahon letting him have total control over who wins the belt and who doesn't.
Well,
I
kind of believe it because it was in Saudi Arabia. Because they get so much money out of Saudi Arabia. They make more off of Saudi Arabia than they do WrestleMania.
I know, Saudi Arabia.
A real WrestleMania. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true, though. They do get get killer money.
And
over
they
there,
pay. Literally. They pay in. And when else did they use Goldberg? Not very much. The last time they used Goldberg was Saudi Arabia, and they used him afterwards one time for Dolph Ziggler. That was it. After the Dolph Ziggler thing was over with, it ended. Until Saudi Arabia came up again, then they used him again. So, I mean,
I know Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia, I think Saudi Arabia gets
like
what they want.
Well, yeah, they do because they like the old, they like the old names. They like the big stars from the past.
Whoever that prince grew up with watching, that's who they're gonna have on that show.
Yeah, basically.
I mean, I like Goldberg better than I do Brock Lesnar, though.
Oh hell yeah!
I mean, I'm not a Brock Lesnar hater. I mean, I just don't. I want him there more often.
Well,
Brock Lesnar can wrestle. Brock Lesnar is a great wrestler when he wrestles.
When he wrestles, he's a great wrestler.
The
big thing that Brock got going for him is Paul Heyman, though.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Once the people don't like Paul Heyman, if Brock was not with Paul Heyman, people would despise him even more.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I will say this. I will gladly take the hat, place it on my head, turn it to the side. I am a Brock Lesnar hater. Don't like him. No. Brock Lesnar has been built. And I can't
I can
say I don't like
that.
Brock,
it makes
you
hate Brock Lesnar because
he's
not there.
Well, no. I think he's a jerk as a person from what I've seen him do at UFC and WWE. But I think I got to blame WWE corporate more for it than I can him because they allowed him to do it. Because they allowed him to do it. And
yeah,
they let a lot of guys that should have went over get crushed by an idiot like him. They talk about Cena holding people back. No, that dude held people back.
Cena never held anybody back, though, I don't think.
No. I think there's a couple of guys where he probably was like, nah, I don't think he should have a title, blah, 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 blah. Lesnar thought everybody except Drew. Drew was the first one that he said, oh, yeah, I could dig that, you know. But everybody
else,
where'd
you
hear that at? Uh-uh. That Drew even said it. Drew said it.
I never heard that. That's why I'm wondering.
Yeah. But, remember when Drew was with the three-man band? Well, they said Brock Lesnar literally pulled him to the side and was like, why the hell are you doing this bullshit?
I did hear that, too.
Yeah, and they
well,
were friends for
I can't remember. You had a lot of guys there at the time, too. That's what I'm saying. They got too many main eventers. They got too many people. They put too many people in the main event anymore. That's one of their main problems. I mean, they pick Kevin. They got Kevin Owens, which Kevin Owens is a main eventer. They got Kevin Owens, Seth Rollins. They need NXT for a third show, and to take some of the wrestlers out of SmackDown. But then it takes some of the wrestlers out of NXT, though, you know, and puts them, make them feel like they're lower than that. And the clip Rhea Ripley, that was stupid. Charlotte Ripley.
And I understand that there were issues with her visa. I can understand that. But at the same time, they could have did something to where Rhea won that. And then all of a sudden,
I don't think
the
visa had anything to do with it, though, because, I mean, like, they could easily just have her off TV for a while. They could, I mean, because, like, Andreas got suspended for violating the drug policy. And he kept the sign for the 38. He wasn't on TV, though. So I don't really buy the whole
thing. And yeah, he's
hurt. Now they took the sign from him.
Or sick. I can't remember which it is.
Well, but see, with the drug policy, you know he'll be back in 30 days. With this corona, you don't know if she's going to be back in 30 days or 60 or 90. We don't know how long it's going to be. So, you know, I
but
mean.
But the corona thing, though, that was, you know, they already got over their corona. Bobby Lashley had it. See, Bobby Lashley had it a month ago. And they're just now people find Bobby. They're just now people are just now finding out that they had it. Carmella had it a month ago, and Corey Graves had it a month ago. They all had it a long time ago, and now people are just finding out about it.
But see, this is what I'm saying. Number one, I don't care what Corey Graves catch, he can keep it. Number two,
he probably caught it from Carmella. He caught it from Carmella if he caught it.
Well, Carmella, number two, is stupid enough to deal with Corey Graves, so she can keep what she get. And number three, I don't know what that ugly thing was that was on SmackDown this past Friday. You told me who it was.
Dana
I
Brooks.
Forgot her name. Oh, God.
Dana Brooks.
That chick has,
she's had so much lip injections. She looks starting to look like a monkey.
That chick has destroyed herself. Oh, I thought it was a transvestite. Seriously. I thought it was like, okay, wait a minute, everybody climbing. The first thing I told Clayton was, everybody climbing up AEW with Nyla Rose, and look what they got here. He was like, who are you talking about? I was like, I don't know who this chick name is, or this dude's name is, but this dude is on there with Carmella. He was like, that's not a dude, that's a chick. I'm like, how is that a chick?
The sad part about it is, she used to be good looking. She looked decent. I mean, all the work that she had done to ruin herself, she didn't need any of that work.
No, she didn't. It's like somebody hit her with a bag of ugly dicks and she even got swole.
You know who she looks like?
RuPaul.
The knockoff version. Remember on Roger Rabbit? What was Roger Rabbit's girlfriend's name?
Jessica Rabbit? No, she's
no.
But no,
the knockoff version, the one that they thought was Jessica, when he was in there and he thought
oh,
Jessica Rabbit
I know what you're
there,
talking about. Like the,
and it one turned around and it wasn't Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah,
that's who she looks like.
Oh my God! I got to see that again. I don't remember that one, but I got to see
that
again.
No, I remember
that
because like from behind, he's always Jessica Rabbit, and she turned around and she looked. Yeah, you got to watch that again. I remember that.
Or she looks like the female gremlin on Gremlins.
Now I remember that. You got that one. You got that one on the head right there.
I was still put a. I mean, if you put a bag over her head, she's still okay looking. But man, she just ruined herself. There's no reason for that.
Hold on. A bag does no justice. You need a steel box with a lock.
And the sad part about it, like when she got to WWE, she had a look that Vince loved. Like she was a good looking blonde that decided to get like a ton of work on her face and make herself look the way she does now.
You know what? I can just imagine Vince like, oh, Dana Brooks here? Hold on, bring her in. He's pulling out his lotion from the back of the. He's like, "Who are you?" Well, I'm Dana Brooks. What happened to you? I had surgery. Oh, and then he slowly puts the lotion back into the drawer. He's like, "No, that's not what I thought it was gonna be." But yeah. Oh, he's like, I was thinking Trish Stratus on cosmetic surgery. You like Snoop Doggy Dog. What's going on?
Basically, yeah.
I'm sorry, that was
terrible.
That's
one thing Vince is big on plastic surgery. I never did understand that. I hate plastic.
Yeah.
I hate fake titties. I hate fake looks. I don't really like makeup. This is not wrestling, but look at Kelly Ripa. She's good looking until she takes all her makeup off. If you ever see her without her makeup on, she's the ugliest woman in the world. If a woman can't be pretty before she puts up on makeup, I cannot stand that. Mm-mm.
So that's half the WWE roster. Okay. Well.
No, I mean... I'll tell you,
I'm sorry.
Good looking though, WrestleMania, and that was Mandy Rose. Dang.
Yeah, I gotta give it to her. She didn't come out with his smoking. Mandy Rose didn't come out with his smoking. But Naomi was fire.
Yes, she was.
I think Mandy will probably she'll be in a championship contender here soon.
No.
I mean,
I see her,
she's a good wrestler. She's not a bad wrestler.
At some point she will be. I don't think it'll be soon, but she is going to be at some point though.
Well, I guess because Vince McMahon likes the blonde headed big boob chicks to have the title. So,
you do too.
Yeah, that's
player.
I didn't like. Trish, I didn't care for. I like Lita.
I never did like any of the women wrestling back then.
I like Lita.
None of them could wrestle. Lita was okay, but
Lita
none of them could wrestle.
Let
me take that back. I like Mickie James. I thought Mickie James was good.
Yeah,
Mickie James could wrestle. Molly Holly could wrestle. Ivory could wrestle.
Yeah, but there was a twist, like, you know.
I love the story between Mickie James and Trish Stratus when it first started.
Oh, God.
Mickie James first came in. But then, you know,
I was waiting on Mickie James to kick her head off like a Mortal Kombat fatality, seriously.
I like the fact that Mickie James was a psycho, kind of. It made perfect sense. And it was good.
I always like the crazy chick gimmicks.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go on to AEW. This is something I wanted to ask about. How are you feeling about this final deletion match that's supposed to happen between Chris Jericho and Matt Hardy?
I think it's a good time with the new arena thing. I've never been a fan of the final deletion matches. But right now is a good time to do it, though.
Yeah, that one he had with Bray Wyatt was dumb.
Yeah.
It made no sense.
But I'm interested because, like, I wasn't big into, like, when him and Bray Wyatt did it. I wasn't big on them when they did it in TNA, though. But with the creativity that AEW had, though, I like to see how they put it on. I like to see how it looks with them.
I'm not looking forward to it. I'm not.
I'm not impressed so far. I think the promos are corny as heck.
Who, Hardy?
Yeah.
Are they much different than TNA, though?
Huh?
I mean, I think the only difference between, like, his promos now and then when he was in TNA is the fact that he was doing it in front of a live crowd. Like, I've never really been a fan of his promo, ever. Like, no matter what version of Matt Hardy he had.
Well, so what was first, Bray Wyatt or the deletion? Bray Wyatt was a long time in NXT. We just don't.
Yeah. I want to say Bray, was around before he went to Broken Matt.
Really?
I think Bray was, I think it was, because Bray was.
Remember, I mean, they had the Wyatt family in NXT for like a while before they finally called him up.
Like 3 years or whatever, two, 3 years.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And how long has he been in on main roster now?
At least 7 years.
Four, right?
Yeah, around 6 or 7 years.
A little bit more than that. I mean, yeah, because I mean, he fought John Cena at WrestleMania like 6 years ago. And he was around before that, so it had to at least be 7.
Yeah,
that's true.
So, and deletion just got over with when he, deletion ain't been around that long. Deletion's when did Hardy's come to WrestleMania?
Was it like 2 years
I wish
ago
they
would
just, right?
They
should
the
just
WWE,
kept him at the Hardy Boys.
The deletion thing for like about 2 years before that, because they only. He only did it for a strong year at TNA. Then he went on an independent circuit after that.
Yeah, I just wish they would have kept. I just wish they kept them as the Hardy Boys when they came back. I mean, they had a good thing going around and winning all these championships. I thought that was great, you know. And, you know, Matt Hardy's more the wrestler, with Jeff Hardy being more the high flyer. And
when they brought back WrestleMania, they should just made it like a. It should have been like a bring him back from Mania, like the kind of like the death MVP. They should have stayed in WWE. They could have came back in for that Mania, got the good pop and everything, had a nice WrestleMania moment, and then they should have went back to doing what they were doing.
Yeah. Or piss Jeff Hardy.
Well, I don't know. I'm not looking forward to this match at all, though. Also,
what about Rob Van Dam right now?
Who? His double having fun with the blonde brunette man. What about him? He's having a good time. I ain't worried about that.
I know. I mean, he's
RVD's
living
his best life right now.
Yeah. No drug test.
RVD is living the easy life. You're living the easy life. Dropped one and picked up two.
Yeah.
I mean, golly. Whew. And wow. Yeah. I saw a picture of them and I was like, whoa. Really? Okay. Go ahead, RVD. He's doing a Snoop Dogg thing. He's like, yeah, come on over here. Let's smoke this right quick.
Yeah.
I guess that's one plus being TNA. I guess TNA, well, it's not TNA, it's Impact.
It's still TNA, in my
opinion. Well, we know what TNA stands for.
it's like calling the Sears Tower the Willis Building, the Willis Tower now.
Yeah.
It's like I grew up with it, it's the Sears Tower. That's what it is, Dad.
It'd be easier to TNA if they stopped acting like TNA and stopped bringing up TNA stuff. It's like they don't want to be TNA, but they keep reminding you that they were.
Right.
That's why I wish A&W would stop. I wish they would stop mentioning WWE so much.
Yeah, I wish they would too. I mean, just focus on themselves.
I'm glad they're getting some more actual wrestlers in there, like Brody Lee and. I mean, I like Matt Hardy. I just don't like the deletion stuff.
Okay. Let me ask you on that tip, though. Is that something I've been interested in, too? What do you guys think of Brody Lee's promos?
I love Brody Lee. I think Brody Lee always had a good promo. Even when he was in WWE, he done a good promo.
Okay.
He can talk.
No, he doesn't have to talk.
That's why I don't understand how. That's what happens when you got too many guys on top. You know, he had no place to go.
So my question is this. Everybody's clowning on Brody Lee's promo. They're saying, oh, it's just ridiculous. It's blah, 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 blah. I actually think that it's funny.
Man, I'm glad he's there. I mean, it makes me watch AEW a little bit more now. I want some more stuff like that, you know.
I can't say that he's turning the dials, because actually him being on there, their viewership is way down. My thing is the promos, you know that he is taking like direct shots at him.
Oh, yeah.
And I just wonder what Vince McMahon.
That's what I don't like.
Yeah, that's why I don't.
I think he does a great. He's a great promo. He does a great promo, but he has no reason to need to take a shot at Vince. Just forget about
him. Why not?
You're in something new.
or if you're going to do a shot, do like one, get out the system, and then move on, though. But it's like, you don't have to keep doing that.
Right. But you're somewhere new to start over, and you didn't like it there. I like him. I mean, I'm a fan of his. I mean, I think he's good. I mean, he's really good at his promos. I mean, but there's no reason to mention WWE, or, you know, it's not really mentioning WWE. It's just giving the.
He's clowning on them.
Why give them credit when you're on a different, you're in a different promotion?
I wouldn't
it makes
think
you think sometimes. That's what gets those conspiracy theory people, make them think that Vince has something to do with AEW. That's all that's going to do.
I disagree with that, but yeah. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. It's almost like CM Punk taking on Triple H.
But why? He's in AEW, not in WWE. Why does he need to pick a fight with somebody that he can't fight?
I think he's doing a pretty damn good job right now.
That'd be like FTW picking a fight with a different promotion and not be able to fight that promotion because it's a different promotion. You don't do that. Why do that? It makes no sense.
But there's no payoff on it.
There will never be a match. There will never be anything unless WWE buys them or AEW buys them. And so.
Oh no! Do you think Tony Khan could buy WWE?
Yeah, I do. That's like
Tony,
when I said
Tony Khan got cheese. God, dog.
And you know who would help buy it? But man, Ted Turner was stupid when he sold it. What Ted Turner should have done, he shouldn't have never sold it. He should have just went bankrupt with it and sold DVDs or whatever of old stuff. And he would have made more money that way. Because it was just a few hundred thousand dollars that he sold it for. It wasn't $1 million, nothing. It was like buying a house. That's how much they sold the company for. I think it was just $200,000 or something like that. It was crazy what they sold it for. Pennies on the dollar. He didn't need the money. He should bankrupt it or do something like Vince done with the, you know, having the network. I mean, he could have done that. People would have paid. A lot of people watched a lot of WCW stuff, but how many years is WCW or actually WCW?
Every night show for the Monday Night Wars. Like, people still, they do still watch that stuff. Like 15,
but
20 years later.
WCW is only like 10 years old, though.
I just,
Who was in charge of it before Bischoff? Does anybody know?
Well, the Crockett was running it before. I think Bischoff been there from day one.
Yeah, Crockett lost it. Then I just wonder who. It was 1990 or 1991. Or somewhere around there, 89.
Another guy that Jim Herd was involved, and there's somebody else, Bill Watts.
Mm. Yeah.
But, I mean, All it was, all WCW was WWE. Or WWF. It was WWF, not WWE. Let's just put that
up. WWF.
And they made the end of, if they didn't make the NWO so big, I think they could have, such a large group, I think they should have ended the NWO with, like, in 2 years. And instead of making it last as long as it did, I think they could have done it and made it.
Well,
they should have killed the NWO off before.
The problem with NWO was how long it went. It's like everybody was a member of the NWO. They made it, the group was too big. They should have kept it a small faction.
Yeah.
Guess who did it? That was Eric Bischoff.
Yeah, because Eric Bischoff was in charge. That's the thing. That was his mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and Vince Russo's. I mean, it was both of them doing that stuff.
Yeah, they had an ego problem. So
that's what I'm saying. Look at that fall bar. That's
hold on,
that.
Hold on. We go way off.
Hey, we're back. In the mid-90s with the NWO now.
You know?
Well, John Cena's in NWO now. Everybody joins NWO.
But, honestly, now since WrestleMania is over, AEW had their pay-per-view, I think it's supposed to be every 3 months, the AEW is supposed to have their next pay-per-view. So they had theirs in what, February, March, April, May?
Yeah.
Are they going to have it?
Yeah, that's the thing. First of all, this is going to be May. March, April, May. Yeah, will they be able to have their pay-per-view? Or will they have to delay it? I can see them delaying it for a month and it being June.
Or will they have it without anybody in the audience?
I don't think they could do that. I don't think they're going to do that.
I think they won't because Vince McMahon in WrestleMania. They don't want to do the same thing Vince done. They won't do it. They'll delay it.
I think they're going to delay it. They're supposed to have that their version of the War Games match on, and when they went to Empty Arena, they postponed that. So if they postponed one match because of no fans, I could see them postponing the whole pay per view.
Yeah, I can see that. But I'm just thinking, in June, I think everything should be clear by June, honestly. I think maybe we're going to go through another 30 days, honestly. I don't see
well,
them.
California is in lockdown to the 15th, so they ain't going to be able to. I don't even know where they're going to have it at, whatever, but, you know. If California's on lockdown the 15th, you know they ain't going. Nobody else is. Why would they have it anywhere? Even if it's in,
well,
you know.
The actual order is supposed to be for the end of April, beginning of May.
That's for us. That's just for Indiana. That's not for other states. Other states has different dates. That's why I was saying California's is the 15th. The only reason I know that because my cousin lives there.
Okay, so it's a different date for each state. Yeah, so how about they work that out?
That's what I was saying. People that would go there from different states won't be able to go there. Or they would, but we're allowed to travel out of state. I mean,
yeah,
there's no hotels open or nothing like that.
But you got a problem to where if you travel from another state, you could transmit the disease.
Well,
so,
that's the problem right now. I mean, if I was a president, this is what I would do, and everybody would probably say this is such a communist act or whatever. I would put the whole United States on shutdown for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's what needs to happen. It needs to be down for 3 weeks, actually. But
It would kill off more than just the coronavirus. It would kill off more viruses than that. It might end the flu completely.
I don't know about all that.
I mean,
but Trump's so worried about the backlash, man. He keeps saying, like, oh, he's going to leave it to the governor. Like, he don't want to intervene. Let the governors run their state.
Yeah.
And
all,
I understand
all I know
that.
Is, although I don't,
but
because
he needs
it's a national pandemic. He should step up and, and make a decision.
But these governors are actually, these governors are doing, I mean, what's our governor's name? Holcomb, right?
Yeah, Holcomb is here, yeah.
I mean, at first he only did that for 2 weeks. Then he did it for another month. I mean, he's doing it for a month at a time, which is okay. But it needs to be a real lockdown, though, for at least just for 2 or 3 weeks, and it'll be completely over with.
This is what I say. I know darn well if I became president, they'd shoot my ass. So I ain't worried about it.
I would shoot you. What are you talking about?
Yeah. I know. As soon as I got elected, I sent a secret service to your house. Hey, lock him up.
You know, I've seen the secret service one time. I seen the secret service one time when Obama was here.
Yeah.
You're talking about a lineup of cars.
Yeah.
And they had Washington Street. They had Washington Street blocked off.
Oh yeah, they didn't play. They do not play.
They were turning around. I guess they got lost or went the wrong way or something.
Yeah. All right, guys, we're gonna go ahead and call this a session. Tony, thank you for calling in. Clayton, thank you for calling in. You see Tylona, tell her I said hi.
I will.
Tell her I miss her.
I definitely will.
And guys, don't forget July 12th is our live show. Again, doors open at 5 o'clock. Bell time is at 6:05 p.m. As you heard, we had Trayvon on. Yeah, you missed it, man. Oh! Before we do sign off, I gotta explain this to you because we never gave you a full explanation of what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
The week that you didn't get on, one of the guys from our federation called in, from the FCW live shows called in, Sam Knight. Sam Knight is our champion. Sam Knight has been wanting to face me for the longest, but of course I had heart surgery. So what happened was, he got on and started talking trash, and then he said, you know, at this match, if he beats Miles Morales, who is his opponent, I have to face him the next show.
Okay.
That's understandable.
So, I'm gonna have to dust off my boots and get it together. And then tonight we had Trayvon Smith on, who's a good up and comer. He's been around for about a year or so, but he has a lot of potential. He's taking on someone I'm bringing in. His name is Ace Jackson out of Kentucky. All of our matchups are guys that, like, for some reason here in the Indianapolis area, we just got a lot of people that pick the same guys. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Everybody runs the show here wants to get the same guys. I'm getting different people so people can see something different here.
Makes sense.
Yeah. You know, I want new talent to come. I want them to have fun. I want to raise a lot of money for the Boys and Girls Club. So, yeah, that's what's going on, man. It's crazy. Tylona was on the phone when Sam called. She was just like, what? So, yeah. But, guys, don't forget, please. Please, please, please. I don't care what's going on Sunday, July 12th. Go ahead Make your reservation. Come on out. Oh, shut up. Come out to Indianapolis and support the Boys and Girls Club because they do need it. And I will promise you, you will have very, very entertaining wrestling action. And that's if we get over the coronavirus. But I do want to thank everybody for coming on. I am your host, the Mastermind Bob Rogers, on behalf of Clayton and Tony. We do want to say thank you, and we will definitely see you in the future. Have a good one, guys.
All right, thanks.
Adios.